So we're on Kuzayim and Aleph, Mappa. Okay, we're doing a Sugi by Mappa. Okay, so Yibaylu, it's like 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Yibaylu, Ma'olechol b'Mappa. It's right to the point. Mi'chashin d'lo naga ola. So Rashi. B'Mappa. Mi shelo not al yadav, ma'hu lifros Mappa al yadav, v'lo yigav ha'ochlem v'yochol. So could you wrap your hands up with in a cloth? Right, not like a cloth, and not touch the food, and eat. Okay, that's the question. Does that work? Does that work to obviate the need for an Etzios Daim, or not? Right, straightforward. Are you and the Gemara continues? Are you worried that perhaps you will touch the food, or are you not worried? At this point, we don't know. Truma, Chulin, Kaj, you know, whatever. Let's leave it open for now. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara will get into it a little bit. I mean, of course, the question would be, what's the question? But it's interesting how Rashi says it's like, you're lifros mapa al yadav. It's like you're spreading the mapa on your hands. Yeah, like, what about the question is, like, let's say you want to eat the sandwich out of, someone's wrapped in tinfoil. So you want to hold the tinfoil.
You're saying that's not the case?
So it doesn't sound like that. I mean, it sounds like the case is if you wrap your hands up with a mapa. Otherwise, you don't say wrap your hands up with a mapa, just say that you hold the food with something else. Sounds like it's a phenomenon that you're wrapping your hands up. Sounds that way. And that's why you may have thought it may be good. Right? But you'd seem, again, if I'm making a good deduction, it would seem that if you didn't have a mappa, you just decided you were careful not to touch it, you know, you just held it by something, it would seem then it wouldn't work. Or let's say you with a fork. Say the fork, so you're not going to touch
for
it.
For sure, you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying it doesn't say anywhere it's a fork. I mean, it seems to be specifically a mappa. Otherwise, I mean, use a utensil. You're not touching it. Let's say I ate a sandwich with a fork and knife. So it doesn't say, it doesn't seem to be a question here. It seems to be it's because I have a mappa. I mean, it sounds that way. I mean, you could argue. I'm not saying you can argue. But if you just want to take it strictly, I mean, Rashi's mappa, just the question is, it doesn't say anywhere that you're wrapping your hands up. I mean, Rashi's putting that in. So I guess the question is, what's the difference, right? I mean, you could ask, what's the difference? Okay, so what's the Toshma? I mean, we'll just get some facts, and we'll come back. We'll define it, okay? So Toshma, k'shenosan al Rabbi Tzadok. So when they gave food to Rabbi Tzadok, okay, ochal pachas mi kebeitza, he ate less than a kebeitza. Not lo b'mapa, and he took it in a mapa, ochal chutz l'sukka, and he ate it outside the sukka, ve'ena mavarach acharof, and he didn't say bracha acharona. Benching. Okay. Lots of things going on here. Okay. And see Rashi. Ukshnosu Rabbi Tzadok Masech HaSukkah. Shall you know some Rabbi Tzadok Ochel Shehu Pachos Mikabeitza No Lo B'mapa Ve'ochlo Ve'lo Yenoto Yada Ve'lo Yomatzricho Sukkah Ve'lo Bechza Mazal. So you didn't sit in a Sukkah. You didn't have to bench because less than Mikabeitza. And you took it with a mapa. Alright. You took it with a mapa and didn't wash. Right, my love, ha kibetza ba'on until sidayim. Isn't the implication that it's saying is that he didn't do until sidayim? Why? Even though he had a mapa, it's usually because it was less than a kibetza. Right, ochel pachos mi'etzvano. But the implication is, if it were more than a kibetza, even if you would have a even if you'd have a mapa, you'd still have to do it. So why do you use the mapa altogether? I know, that's a good question. The Gemara says, no. Dilma, kibetza boy sukkah, boy bracha. No, maybe. So what are you deducing? Because why does it mention kibetza? I said, right, that's the deduction. Why does that say kibetza? Because if you tell me mapa works even without a betza, even if it is a betza, so why does it have to mention less than a betza? The implication, right, the Gemara's the Hamina's implication is, no, that a mapa wouldn't work if it's more than a kibetza. Right? Otherwise, don't limit it to less than a kibetza. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's limiting less than a kibetza because of the benching and because of the sukkah. But because you don't have to mention it's in the sukkah if you have less than a kibetza. But if it were more than a kibetza, then you would have to bench and you would have to sit in the sukkah. But maybe in a chanami, the map would still work. The map would still work, so there's no deduction. I don't know exactly how I mean it. But I mean, the Gemara could just say, the Gemara is bringing it down to show you that this is an araya. Now, you might think you have a araya from here because you have three things. And it seems to be this deduction of Gebetza applies to all of them. That's what you'd say at first sight. That's showing you, no, it's not a proof. Because you don't necessarily have to say that every point is exactly on par. Maybe the Beitza thing is because of the other ones. And the rest of it, that's a story. The story went that way. But in a Hanami, the Mappa would have worked even for more than a Beitza. So it's not, you can't prove from there anything. That's what it's like. Okay, and it could be the Gemara is bringing it to show you. I mean, you might think this is a thing. No. I mean, I don't know if you have to say it's a real Abba. But let's move on from it, okay? Okay. So then the Gemara. But the question which David asks is a good point, is that if you tell me it's less than a Beitza, and that it's bedafka. The Havina was it was bedafka because it was less than a beitza, right? So bedafka is less than a beitza. The mappa. The mappa wouldn't work really if it was more than a beitza. So the question is, yeah, but what less than a beitza? So what do you need a mappa for? I'm wondering, are you chayiv into zayin less than a beitza, or are you not chayiv? So if you're going to tell me that you're chayiv the same way as more than a beitza, so then that proves a mappa works to remove your chayiv. And if you can tell me you're not chayiv more than a kibetza, or if it's less than a kibetza, then why do you use the mappa? What do you need the mappa for? Don't use the mappa, just eat straight out. You don't have to until it's not less than a kibetza. You know what I mean? The fact that he used the mappa seems to indicate that really held your mechayiv to until it's time, and it indicates that the mappa potters you. Otherwise, why else would he have used the mappa? Okay, so let's let it go a little bit. I think maybe that'll be able to be answered a little later in the Gemara. Maybe okay, let's let it go, okay? Okay, so basically it's not right now. So touch me, I'll bring another right. The Shmuel asked Chayil Rav the Kalpa Chalva Mappa. So Shmuel found Rav who was eating the Mappa. So Amar Lei Avdin Kedin. Hi Rashi. V'chiyosin Kain Lecha Blonatila. Does this work? Are you doing properly, Rav? Are you doing properly that you could use the Mappa and not do it until it's dying? So Amar Lei Daiti Katzar Alai. Rashi, istanisani, daf pishan talti adi, yashalachal biadai. Saying, no. Really, mappa doesn't work. You think, you Shmuel, think the reason why I'm using a mappa is because I hold the mappa works to remove the chiv until it's daim. No, there's nothing to do with that. I did until it's daim, mappa doesn't work. I have to do until it's daim. Why am I using a mappa? Because I'm an istanis. I'm an istanis, I can't handle eating with that mappa. So he did wash, exactly. He did wash. So, I mean, it could be, by the way, now you see an Istanis idea, maybe that's why, what's his name did it in that previous story. Because maybe it's an Istanis, you know? But it only worked because it was less than a Gebetza. You know what I mean? Even though less than a Gebetza, you could say it doesn't until it's Dayim, but maybe he just did it because he was an Istanis. You know what I mean?
What only worked?
No, he only used it, it only sufficed not to do it until it's Dayim, just to do a Mappa. Let's use an Istanis. An Istanis is going to do it anyways, even if it's less than a Gebetza, because it's an Istanis. So in that story, it could be the reason why he took a mappa is that it was because of istanis. But the deduction is, according to that Havmina, that if it were more than a kibetza, then he wouldn't have just used the mappa. Then he would have had to do a tila also.
Right. Question is, did he actually also do a tila? We know Rob did. Yeah. We don't
there,
know
it doesn't seem like it did. Right?
It doesn't seem right.
Okay, fine. So basically it's saying is that from this Rav and Shmuel story, it seems to be is that really Rav and Shmuel seem to hold that you do have to do it. You do have to. The mappa doesn't work. And the only thing is there, Rav was an istanis. Okay. So it sounds like it doesn't. Alright, so Rav Zera, Ashkechinu, Rav Amir, Rav Asi, the Kachli, Bevalai, Hamasas. So Rav Zera found Rav and Asi were eating with these Hamasas, Beluyos, Vekorchani, Deim, Bahem, Vekorchani, Beluyos, this time. Again, as they were like worn out clothing, and you'd wrap your hands in them, and you'd eat with them, just lying. So Omar, Tre Gavri, Ravri, Kavasai, Ulitu, Bidrav, the Shmuel, Adai, Dikzara, Kama. There's the two great people like you are going to make a mistake in Rav and Shmuel. By the story of Rav and Shmuel, Shmuel thought that Rav held Mappa worked, but he answered him, no, that diktarim and istanis. But really, you have to do Natila. So how are you, Rav Amir Vasi, making a mistake about the story of Rav and Shmuel? Right? It's a mistake. So, right? So that was his criticism of Rav Amir Vasi. So it says, Ashtamite had the Amar of Tachlifu Baravimi Amar Shmuel. It slipped his notice, I think that's what it means. It slipped his notice, Rosario's notice, this statement of Tachlif Baravim in the name of Shmuel. And namely, Hatiru Mapa Lochle Chuma Velotir Mapa Lochle Tyrus. So the halacha is that, here let's see Rashi. Litu Vidrava Shmuel, Kisvurum Atem, the other Ashkechay Shmuel, the drive the Achle Mapa, Mishun the Lone Otel Yadavi, but I think Sarah Gamer like, Alman Otel Yadavi, see the Dum Tila. Okay. So the saying is like this, is that really you make a mistake with Rav and Rasi. They really agree that Mappa doesn't work in general. But the thing is that there's a statement that they were Kohanim. Kohanim are very careful. In general, they're careful, and they know because they eat truma, so they have to be super careful about washing their hands, or about if they don't wash their hands, if they use a mappa, be careful not to touch the food. Okay, not to take off the mappa, I guess. And that's the halacha, that since Kohanim are Zrizim, so the mappa works for them. Mappa works for Kohanim, but not for a guy, if you have a Yisrael, who back in the day was Shomer Tyros, right, that he ate all his food, Betaira, as a chumrah that people took on, that they were ochel Tyros, that they made sure that they ate all their food Betaira. So for them, apparently they're not as Zaris. And for them, we're choshesh that they're going to take off the mappa. Okay? That's sort of Tachlifa's statement. So since Rav Amnir Rav Asi are Kohanim, so therefore Mappa works for them. So the fact that they were doing it is just because they're Kohanim. So therefore he just got confused. He thought that they were just doing it. They were Matir across the board. No, they were Matir because they're Kohanim. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, and that seems to be the Gemara's conclusion. That it turns out that if you ask me, does Mappa work? And I'd say, for a Kohen, yes. Okay, back in the day, presumably. Right? For Kohen, it does work. For Yisrael, back in the day, who was Ochle Tyros, no, doesn't work. Right? Because he's not Zoris. And on the surface, for Yisrael today, what would you say? You'd say, no, certainly not. Right? I mean, certainly not, you'd say. I mean, because at least the guy who's Ochle Chul Matairos is at least he's not as Zoros like a Kohen, but he's a high level guy and he's really careful. I mean, he's trying to be careful. He's, it's a Chumar in its own right. But but by normal guy, you'd say certainly it doesn't work. You'd say you have to be Choshesh. The problem's going to be the Rabban holds that nowadays it does work. Okay, we're going to get to that later. So these are the facts. So I guess we have to go back to the beginning, right? So the question is, what's the Ibaya? I think that's the first place to start. I mean, what's the Ibaya? I mean, I guess at first, the Gemara doesn't bring in to Kohanim, or we don't know who we're talking about at first. I mean, in the answer, it starts being mechalik between people. But before it gets to the answer, I mean, it's asking a simple question. Do you say Mappa works? Are you Choshesh Dilmanaga, or not? I agree with Ben's question. I mean, the question is, what is saying? Could you use it, if you would have explained the Ibaya, does Mappa work? I mean, this is not exactly what you asked, but if you would have explained, does Mappa work, what would you say? How would you have explained that question?
Well, the question is,
that's what I'd say. I would say, that's what I would have thought, like David was saying. That if you would have just asked me, if you would have asked me a question, do I have to do this if I use gloves? I'd say, gloves? Well, who cares if I use gloves? You say, because then I'm not going to touch it. You'd say, okay, it's very nice. Yeah, but that's what the takana is. If you eat bread, you're chayv dintils daim. So who's talking about gloves? I mean, so you're going to tell me because the tam hadavar doesn't apply? But I mean, the question is, it does, and that would be the question. Is the mechayev just achila per se? Or no, it depends. It's only in Achila where there's a danger or something like that. You know what I mean? Or somehow the Tamadavar would be brought into it in some form or other. I mean, that what you think is a natural way to explain that question. Right? But the Gemara doesn't do that. And it seems to be taken as a given that you don't say that Achila is Machayev. Right? That's for granted. Right? Because you see, that if not for the Chashash of Dilma Naga, you'd say, really, it's fine. Really, it does fine. It really just means achila is only mechayev because achila practically involves your hands. So achila is like an action which is gonna involve a relationship between your hands and the food, which are tame hands and ten truma, or whatever, or srach truma, whatever it is. And so it's only like an achila. There's nothing magical about achila. Like, what's achila? I mean, achila, the way I pig, I understand. But here, what's achila? Achila's chulin, there's no problem. The point is that achila involves hands, in general. That's why achila is a mechayev. It's not, I mean, kedusha and all that is nice, but the simple halacha is not because it's a din of achila, it's really a din of touching food with your hands and then eating it. You know, but just eating, it's not the eating per se, it's because achila, in general, involves your hands. But the question, but so therefore, in theory, if I would do a hands-free achila, right? If I do a hands-free achila, namely the mapa, so then there's a good argument to say is why should I have to do it? Because I'm eating truma. Well, eating truma is mechayim tils naim. It's eating, like if my hands are tahar, you see, I don't have to do tils naim. So it's not just eating truma. It's eating truma with tamei hands. Eating truma with my hands with tamei hands. That's what the mechayim. Or eating food with tamei, you know, something like that. But in theory, if I could really remove my hands from the mix, then you'd say,
great,
it's good. And now, do you have any baya, though? The Gemara's baya is, are you choshesh that you're going to use your hands anyways? That even though you wrap your hands up, is that possible? Is it really possible to remove the chashash or whatever, you know? But do you say we're still choshesh, even though you really say no? It's fine. It's funny ibaya. I mean, it's always a hard kind of an ibaya. I mean, I think another question we should ask at this point, and maybe it's a good first step here, is that it seems to be, if we take our Diak and Rashi properly, if we accept that, so then the question seems like if you would just not touch the food, like if you'd use a fork, or I don't know, let's say you'd use your mouth, you just like, you know, stoop over the food and eat it, it would seem, I mean, I don't know, but it would seem that, or use the, you know, the tin foil, so it seems that you would have to do it. That you would have to do it until it's time, and you would be choshish dil menaga. And it's only because I have a mapa here, which is going to somehow, prevent me from having to wash my hands.
That was the diak,
correct. That's so if you accept that diak, then we have to explain that. And that's the given. So in other words, if that's the proper diak, so then the phenomenon of dil menaga apparently always exists. Definitely. Either side of the body agrees it exists. By, for instance, if I don't have a mapa. The only question is if mapa gets around the problem. You know what I mean? But like if I just eat with a fork, so I'm not using my hand, so why do I have to wash my hands if I'm not using my hand? Right? You can't say it's achila, because achila, that's not a slide here. So it's only because touching. But I'm not touching, so it seems you'd have to say somehow dil menaga. So what's that phenomenon altogether of dil menaga? It is a funny halacha, dil menaga. I mean, if this is the Rabbanan, what, I guess like Zera's going, you know, what's the halacha, you know? And what's the difference between mapa and, you know, between mapa and just not touching it? It does bring up the whole question of, I mean, what's this chashash? I mean, I'm putting on a glove or a mapa on my hands. So what's the chashash? Chashash, I'm going to take it off and touch it? I mean, it's strange. I mean, you could always have chashashos. You know what I mean, you could be eating, you could have a chashash in the middle of your eating, you go and touch something else, tamay. I mean, you can do a lot of things that are going to make problems, but I can't touch the food. Why do I have to be choshish? It sounds like a far-fetched thing. Choshish, I'm going to unwrap my hands. I have them wrapped up. You know what I mean? Like, because David said it's different. That is real. Sounds like a real good protection. But holding it in a bag or whatever, so your hands are free, you could just as well touch it. You slip. You don't realize. Right. But I mean, to start taking off these, you know, all of a sudden you realize, wait, why do I have gloves in my hands again here? And you can just take them off. I mean, it sounds a little bit far-fetched here. Right. Okay, but why is it that we're choshesh altogether? I mean, even by the fork. I mean, why are you choshesh there? And why do you say, look, using a fork, you're not touching? You know, like if the halacha is that the mechayev is because eating involves hands, so eating with your hands, you're not eating with your hands, you're eating with a fork. I mean, it seems like there is a thing here, is that, because you could just say, look, I'm eating with a fork. Well, I have to worry that I'm going to drop the fork and pick it up with my hands? I mean, why don't, like, it sounds... Why do I have to worry about that? I mean, I'm not doing that, so I could slip. I mean, so, yeah, maybe I could slip, but I'm not planning on slipping. I mean, why do I have to? You know, why do I have to be worried about that? You know, but it could be is that like in general, the derech achila of a person is with hands. I mean, there's something funny about eating with gloves. It's not really the way you want to do it. I mean, like it's not just because practically. I mean, part of the eating experience is that you're touching the food. I mean, there's a certain thing. I mean, that's all you see is like you have to really control a person to eat with utensils. You know, I mean, like, I mean, nowadays we're all very civilized, so we use utensils. But you know, what I mean, like, you see the natural way until we were disciplined many times by parents or whatever, you know, and forced into doing it. I mean, you don't natural. It's not natural to use a utensil. And even so, you know, you pick it up, you touch it, you this, you that. I mean, especially if you have a sandwich. You know, I mean, it seems to be is that in general. I mean, I'm not saying you can't counter it with different forces, but in general, that's part of derech achila. Using your hands is a natural component of the achil experience. The full achil experience, you use your hands. You know, so to say that I'm not going to touch. I mean, achilah is like a certain instinctual activity, and there is a natural way that it's done. Now, to not use your hands is something which takes like vigilance. You know, I mean, it takes to the guy. He's going to have to be careful and make sure that he doesn't do it. So just to, so if there's no blocker, it seems to be is that's definitely the Gemara is saying that you have to be chashish.
Even for a kohen, wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it's even for a kohen. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, it's even for a kohen. Right, that's a natural thing. If you're just using a fork, you can't say I'm not going to use my hands. Eating involves hands. Eating involves hands. That's just the way it works. This person needs to use his hands. So if therefore, in that sense, achila really is mechayiv in atilas nedarim, but not per se, but because achila, the general activity of achila in derech bnei adam involves nedarim. Involves the yadayim, and yadayim stam yadayim atmeos. So therefore, the halacha is you have to do the yadayim. The only question, and this is the point David was mentioning, is if you see a mapa, you're really like removing your hands. You know what I mean? It's not just like, see, buy a fork, you can put down the fork, and the next second you're touching it. In a mapa, in order to really touch it, you're going to have to do some sort of a feat here. You're going to have to take the thing off. I mean, that seems to be the question, is are we choshish about that or not?
Funny question.
I was just thinking like this: is that I mean, it's hard to come up with a precise definition here, but it seems to me as a question is like you see that given what we've been developing, that there's an idea that it's human nature to use your hands during achila, right? That's the case. That's human nature that you're going to do that. So now what you're trying to do is to set up like a reminder, kind of. You know what I mean, like some sort of a block. I mean, because I mean, look, you definitely can take off the mapa. There's nothing to say you put on a map, it's not like you're gluing it on with crazy glue. So it's going to work through some sort of a reminder. I mean, if you're going to see the thing on your hands, you're going to say, oh, it's on my hands because of a reason, you're going to keep it on. Right? So the question is does a reminder work? Like, the question is, do you say, is that valid? Is that a valid method? In other words, do you say that, look, it's human nature to use your hands in achila? Period. And it's always, you're going to make up some sort of a measure to do it. That's true, but the bottom line is people, their nature is, their instinctual nature is that you're going to use it. And it's very nice you put a safeguard or whatever, but the bottom line is people slip. Or no. Or do you say that that it's true, it's their nature to do it, but insofar as you set up a fence, so that will, that is possible. That's right. Halacha recognized that as a possibility, that you could remove the possibility. You could create an achila, which where the hands are not a part of it. I mean, why you'd say one way or another, I'm not sure. It's a question. Is such a thing possible? How does halacha consider that? Because an achila with your hands is a problem. So how do you evaluate? I mean, it's a question in how to evaluate it. Mr. Gemara is asking, it's throwing anibaya. Is that possible? Does halacha recognize that as a overcoming that? Is there a way halachically to overcome that that nature, that human nature? Or you say no? That is human nature. It's human nature. You can't. It doesn't work. Let's say it's a machlokas. I mean, although you have machlokas sometimes whether or not you make zera or not. I mean, these things certain times are fine. But I was just asking anibaya. There's an actual question: is would this work? So if you ask practically, take a survey. I'd say. Usually it would work, but at times it wouldn't, because you're not really... See, Netilas Yadayim is the perfect solution. Netilas Yadayim is simply removing the problem, because your hands are tar. So touch, is your nature to touch? Fine, touch, there's no problem. But here what you're trying to do is to keep the problem around, but to set up some sort of a fence. Now I'd say in general, practically, the fence will work in general, but there will be exceptions, because bottom line is that people's hand nature is they touch food, and that people are gonna slip. So the question is that enough? Did it meet the standard, so to speak, for halachically to remove the chiyuv, for to avoid the chiyuv until it's naim? Or is it say that avoid the chiyuv until it's naim because you say, look, my hands are removed from the picture? Or you say, no. The Chazal say is that since it's a Moshe, a person's nature is that he's always going to use his hands, unless you really create taira, so there's always the chashash. Are you choshish or not? I mean, that's the Gemara's asking. Is there a chashash or not? Is that something of a chashash about it? Do we say no? That a person could remove it, could control it? It's a question of an evaluation, you know? And that's what he's asking, is what's Chazal's evaluation on this issue? And it's based upon, because this whole thing is based upon the practicalities of him touching it. So the question is in a categorical sense, could you say this is a void zechash or not? I mean, you have to, that, I guess, I'm not sure the factors that would go into such a judgment. I mean, I'm saying is the chiv until zedayim seems to be is an achila which involves your hands. Okay, but achila which involves your hands doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually using your hands. Like you said, if you use a fork, it shows achila which involves your hands because even though you're not physically involving them, but human nature brings your hands into play. In other words, if you're using a fork, even though you're not actually using it, human nature brings your hands into the play and says it's an achila which involves your hands. Because that's human nature, so you're going to do it. So the question is going to be, and any time you're eating, the question is this an achila which involves your hands or not? Now, natural, normal achila with a fork, even if you don't touch it, it is, because it's human nature. But now the thing is, you're creating a mafsek. You're creating it with a mapa, a hacker. So the question is that recognized by Chazal as an achila which does not involve the hands because you have a physical mafsek and a hacker? Or do you say no? That it's not. That since it's human nature, the human nature basically is unyielding. And the human nature is that achila involves your hands, and the Chazal took that as a fact, and there's no way to remove that. Okay, what's the Gemara's conclusion? What's the Gemara's conclusion about this question? Good. I think the Gemara's conclusion is that it depends, because this is the way we're learning. It's a question in like a kind of general psychological question. Is it human nature? You can use your hands or no? You could make a hacker. So the answer is the Gemara's saying it depends. It depends on the Gavra. If you're a gavra who's a zaris, so you're careful, so then that kind of a gavra could take heed of the hacker, and he's for him such an achilah could exist. That even though, and what it's saying is, look, it's human nature to use your hands. It's human nature to use your hands. So if you have a normal guy is basically driven by human nature. And that's a normal guy. It's a normal guy. It's driven by human nature. So since human nature involves your hands, you use your hands in achila. So that's it. You make a hacker, it's very nice. But bottom line is, human nature is human nature. But if you have a guy who's a zaris, what does a zaris mean? A zaris is a guy who conquers his nature and is very careful not to just do things haphazardly. He doesn't slip. That's his thing. He's careful. Care means is that you're on guard. So if you have a guy who's on guard, so then for such a person, there's such a thing as a hacker. So a hacker could work if you have the right gavra. But it's really answering the human nature in general really is unassailable. But unless you have the proper gavra. A gavra who is a zaris, like a kohen, he really has issue. He really has halachic issues here. I mean, he deals with truma, which is really an isser to be metame, to eat a truma. That kind of a guy who is a certain type of a care that he has when he's eating. That for him, his achila could be removed from the natural human activities. But if just a normal person who's not a zaris, just a chumra, for instance, or ochli tairos, just a chumra. So that type of a guy, apparently, they say no, is that that human nature is human nature, and the fact that you make a hacker is very nice, but it's not going to overcome human nature. Tirumampa means I think they gave a roll after. Like you need after you need after to use birth control. There's a hatter, everyone knows that. Who knows? There's a hatter, there's a hatter. A Baal HaRa gives a hatter for an Otis. Right. They were matir. It only means Anshik Nezdol came from matir. It means that about whichever postkim were out there, they evaluated that Kohanim's reason mayim, and for them will be matir, mapa, but otherwise not. I mean, I guess with the Khalifa saying someone before him did it, but I don't know if it means it was like a dovri duo in the Mesorah of Hetiru Mapa, and therefore there's no room for any baya.
Right.
And that's his answer, is that they're a matir. But if, I guess when they asked baya, they didn't know about this. They didn't know. I mean, that's. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you need to be matir, because achila. Why do you need to be matir? Because in general, achila, we know that human nature achila involves your hands. And you see, for instance, everyone's going to agree you can't use a fork, because achila involves your hands. That's just the general nature. That's the general halacha. But now the question is to be matir means is that you're recognizing a new achila where your hands are not a part of it. Okay. You're recognizing that. And that's the question is, what did they recognize or did they not? So they're matir for those reasons, for the Qur'an, it means they recognize, they give a psak that is a separated out kind of an achila. They recognize that as a reality. You know, and therefore, when a Kohen does it, his hands are out of the question, and therefore, he's no longer mechayed into his night.
Right.
But they didn't give such a hetter for anyone else.
Right.
You know what I mean? My question is, like, let's say if a Kohen needs Chulin, is it only when a Kohen needs Truma, or is it just saying Kohanim and Bechlal? I don't know. I would think, again, you could argue, but I would think that it means, is it Tila Ochle Truma? Rashi says, he says, the Kohanim's reason, him. I mean, Lochle Truma sounds like he's taking that means Kohanim, because Kohanim has Gavras or Zaris. This is not because this, at this moment, they're worried that they're gonna get a big Avera if they do it. I mean, it seems to be is that, that as Gavras, they're Azaris. And this type of Mapa, the Hecker works for a Gavra who's gonna take the Hecker. So it means that Kohen is Azaris, is that he lives his life. He doesn't just fall into his instincts. He thinks. Every time he's gonna eat, he thinks. He doesn't only think when he's doing Chuma. That's, he's always thinking. That's, he trains himself to be Azaris. But a normal guy who doesn't have that, it doesn't work for. I don't think you have to say it's only when he's eating truma. You know what I mean? It doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't seem that way. But I mean, also you're going to say, by Ravasi, Ravamin Ravasi, they were Kohanim and they were eating truma, like they didn't, but he didn't know it. You have to say that he didn't realize they were eating truma.